respond with your Truth in Media moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two of the National Intel Report here, live on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host for this afternoon. My name is Ryan Brooks. I host The Sound of Freedom Sunday mornings from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern right here at RBN. Make sure you check out the website, thesoundoffreedom.info. We want to hear it from you folks. What's going on in your world? News, current events, issues you want to talk about? 800-313-9443 is the number to dial. 800-313-9443. Before we hit the top of the hour break, I was just chatting with John in California. Now, John, I wanted to ask you this here because you mentioned that you've been, instead of breaking the relationships with toxic people in your life or breaking the toxic relationships, you've been going out confronting individuals with your button that you have with the 9/11 was an inside job, that type of thing. When I bring it up more along the lines of maybe family members, acquaintances, maybe even what some of us would consider quote-unquote friends. But, you know, those kind of people, when they call you and you look at your phone like, I don't know, like, what kind of mood are they going to be in? Should I even answer? The people who, when they get around you, they seem to bring kind of a dark cloud. Woe is me. Oh, my gosh. Those kind of people. That's what I talk about when I say cut those people out of your life as hard as it is. Do it now, because it's better to do it now than in the future when things are really bad and they're coming to you as kind of a last-ditch effort to save themselves.
Right.
What do you think about that I'm throwing at you there, John?
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't know quite how to answer your question, because I tell you that there's a lot of people know exactly where I stand on many subjects, because every now and then someone challenges me and they find they don't have much information. They haven't read several books that I cite. They never looked at some website sources that are almost incontestable.
Right.
And they just don't know. And so, I mean, they're with me everywhere I go, every day of my life. I have walked into places where I get a very positive reaction. Say, you know, some young women say, I agree with that. And actually, one of the cashiers over at the local ARCO station gave me his first name, last name, and put his email address and said, send me the stuff, will you? And so I've been corresponding with him, for the last few months, and he's actually bought a couple of books. I think he just bought the book I recommended entitled Day of Deceit by Robert Stinnett, and it was published in the year 2000. And to me, it's the tell all book on what really happened on December 7th of 1941, and FDR's involvement in actually engineering the destruction and the sacrifice of of those 2,400, mostly sailors, but a few soldiers at Pearl
right.
Harbor.
It's interesting you bring that up, though, because I actually just recently saw a documentary comparing Pearl Harbor with 9/11, and all of the similarities are absolutely mind-boggling. I suppose hearing what you're saying, John, it's just encouraging to me to hear that when you're out there. I know a few years ago, when I was kind of on the activist route, I would wear the buttons and go out in public with my 9/11 t-shirt, hold up flyers and actually big banners over the main freeway in Washington over here by Seattle I-5. And the reception I got from the people in Washington was not good. So hearing that some folks maybe you've kind of, I don't know, got their interest and had them asking you some questions, that's encouraging because I feel like, you know, despite what people may say, we're winning. The American people are finally saying no and we don't trust the government and okay, like, you know, I saw footage of, let's see, you've got Obama thrown out a first pitch, the crowd is booing him, versus George Bush, October 30th, 2001, at Yankee Stadium throwing a first pitch, and the crowd is erupting with USA and just total stupidity. And right. Okay, so, yeah, they don't trust the politicians quite as much, but 9/11, you want to talk about something to really see how awake the American people are. That's the big hot-button issue that I've learned to stay away from because that gets people upset. It shows just how the American people still, as long as we embrace that lie, well, we're going to continue to be coddled and tricked into whatever kind of wars these bankers and puppet politicians want to get us into. Until we confront the lie known as 9/11 as a country and understand that it was obviously a false flag attack and that we screwed up big time by sending our military to Iraq and Afghanistan and Africa and all over the Middle East, until we accept that and admit that as a country, I just don't see anything getting any better. So ultimately, John, I just think it's encouraging to hear. It seems like some, at least younger people maybe, are starting to look into some truth, and that's good to hear. I'm going to let you go just in the interest of time. I see we have Michael and Bill also to get
thanks
to.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Ron.
Thanks for the call, John.
Okay.
Again, folks, if you want to get involved here, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Let's go to Michael in New York. Michael, thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Hello, Ryan. Thanks for taking my call. You know, first of all, that rancher out there in Nevada, what's his name?
Bundy.
Yes, Mr. Bundy. Now, here's the definition of terrorism out of the Webster's Dictionary. The use of terror and violence to intimidate, etc., especially as a political policy. So clearly, those representing our government are practicing terrorism against this citizen of the state of Nevada. Plain and simple. That's what's going on here. And the Americans, they better start waking up that the real enemy of their freedom is nesting and residing in Washington, D.C., along with most of their state capitals in this union. And regarding like our Secretary of State, Senator Kerry, John Kerry, whose real name is Cohen, by the way, as he tells Russia to respect, that they have to respect the sovereignty of other countries, just like we did in Libya and Iraq, NAM, Afghanistan and Lebanon and Syria. And let's recall when we destroyed Libya that Hillary Clinton went in there and said, "We came, we saw, and he's dead." So I guess that's how you have to respect the sovereignty of other nations. We set a good example that these guys are beyond hypocrites. They are foreign agents and traitors in our government.
The hypocrisy, you're right, Michael, the hypocrisy is unbelievable. I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm sure many listeners do. That cackle that Hillary Clinton let loose out of her mouth when she heard that Muammar Gaddafi had been killed. You know, the hypocrisy that John Kerry can expect to be taken seriously, telling Russia that you shouldn't interfere with the sovereignty of other nations, with the blood of Iraq on our hands, Libya, Afghanistan, hundreds of people killed by drone attack in Pakistan. I read a report on blacklistednewstheotherday.com, over 500 military interventions in Africa last year by the U.S. military. Oh, yeah, but Russia, you better leave Ukraine alone. I mean, and what I see, though, Michael, the encouraging thing is other nations, the people of the world, America still may be pretty darn complacent and, you know, we're still out of it by and large. But the rest of the world is finally saying, no, no more. We're not falling for your lies and your bull. I feel like America has turned into kind of, I don't know, dare I say, the drunk on the world stage, and the rest of the world is looking at that, you know, the drunk guy at the family barbecue or something, and everyone's looking at him like, when is this guy just going to pass out? And he's still expected to be taken seriously, but everyone else sees him as just the rambling kind of drunk on the way out. With the moves we're seeing from India, Russia, Brazil, I mean, the BRICS nations, of course, China, a big player in there as well. I mean, you see these agreements nations are coming up with, like China and Japan, these bilateral trade agreements to opt out of the dollar. These other countries, to me, it looks like they're walking away from the U.S. What do you think about what I just let loose on you there, Michael?
Well, that's all spot on, Ryan, and here's the bigger picture. And before I get to that, here, how about the sovereignty respect of the United States, where these dirtbags in our government keep our borders wide open, flooding us with these third worlders from Mexico and Central South America? What about our sovereignty respect?
Good luck finding it. Great points, Michael. I'll hold you over the commercials here if you want a couple more words. We'll give them to you on the other side of this break. You're listening to the National Intel Report. I'm your guest host, Ryan Brooks. We will be right back, folks. Don't go away.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back, folks, to the National Intel Report. I'm your guest host, Ryan Brooks from The Sound of Freedom. My website, thesoundoffreedom.info. Before we went to break there, we were talking with Michael, who called in from New York, and I just want to give Michael another minute or so. Michael, if you've got anything else that you wanted to throw in there. Now's the time, my friend. Did you have anything else for us?
Yeah, thanks, Ryan. I will take up that minute. Thanks a lot. You know, for all those trying to wake up people, you got to carry the ammo in your pocket. Print out the photo of the swastika building at the U.S. Navy base or San Diego at Coronado. And then when you get into debate, just show them that and say, explain that. And also carry around a true U.S. silver dollar and tell them, here's real money. The paper you got in your pocket is the cause of all our problems. And regarding Afghanistan, last real quick, Ryan, heroin is a huge epidemic now among our youth in our country, and it's all due to are controlling that over there. And just to verify that, here's a Marine that's protecting it in an interview stating that.
A Marine here. I know that you care deeply about this this contradiction, the fact that here you have one of the best fighting forces in the world ever mounted, and in a sense you're watching as this opium is being grown. I know it grinds at your gut. How do you deal with it? What are you doing about it?
Well, frankly, this is part of their culture. So while it might grind in my gut, it's what they do. We provide them security, we're providing them resources, and we're providing them alternatives.
Did you hear that?
Yep, we
there
got
you go.
It.
There you go.
Yeah. I got it. You still with me there, Michael?
Yes, sir. You know, I mean, it's outrageous.
Yeah, yeah. And let me just say in closing there, I mean, if folks just look at the statistics, the amount of opium that came out of Afghanistan in 2000, right before we invaded in 2001, excuse me, it was at an all-time low, the amount of opium that was coming out of Afghanistan. Now we look at the numbers and we see the amount of opium coming out of Afghanistan at all-time highs. You see in the U.S., a society that now more Americans overdose, and they call them accidental overdoses, of course, on prescription medication and die. More Americans die overdosing on prescription meds than Americans that die in car wrecks. We also see, in turn, more Americans turning to heroin once they can't get their prescription fix filled, and they turn to the streets. So it all ties together. There are very good points from Michael with a little surprise there from the old school clip there. All right, let's keep it moving. Let's get to Bill in Idaho, and then we'll see if we can give away some silver here. Bill, thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Great, great broadcast as usual, and certainly you're not micro guests, but, you know, considering the ready accessibility, that clip says it all. I'd hope that the newer audience would be supporting your broadcast. Certainly, Republic, this is a very extraordinary time in our destiny, only by virtue of the fact that the very description of that young man previously and the apologetic look in the eye of the individual they were enlightening occurred with a very nice sheriff's deputy here in Kootenai County. I only mention it by virtue of the fact that I would hope that Edgar Steele, as a prisoner of war, would have received nearly as kindly. But I know people that have got punched around where they haven't received their medication. And that continuum that Renee constantly, righteously points to is directly involved in that judiciary, that Rod Class. Could you pull Rod Class sometime, even for a moment, and see if you can get an interview with him, only by virtue of the fact that the district courts, federal or not, locally, are by no jurisdiction authority authorized, only by virtue of the earlier Lockevera Stewart broadcast. And that's what Republic brings to me each and every day, is the continued prayerful hope of Renee and all your great broadcasting and research efforts and performance.
Well, Bill, I appreciate the call, and I definitely share that sentiment. I appreciate RBN just for the fact that we have such a wide variety of different views. You're going to get the real information. I mean, you can sit down and listen to Mike Rivero and get more about what's going on in one show than you're going to get out of the corporate media in, I don't know, a month. I mean, we have some phenomenal hosts here. I am definitely excited to be a part of it. And you know, if you hear the sound of freedom on Sundays, I am here to say the game is rigged. We have nobody to blame but ourselves if we're going to keep trying to play in the game. We've got to accept that America has already chosen its fate. Collectively, it's going down. I didn't have time to let folks know on my show on Sunday, but actually last week I was shown the cold, cold reality in my email inbox last week that my YouTube channel's been deleted. I put a lot of time, a lot of effort into my YouTube channel, trying to produce some, I guess, the best kind of videos you can produce without buying expensive equipment and software and all of that. But I was pretty proud of it. I put a lot of time into it, got some good information out there, especially about the research I did with Ruby Ridge, which I hadn't seen too many other people do. So I was kind of proud of the YouTube channel. Had about 1,500 subscribers. I know that's not very much, but for my message and to really kind of feel like that redhead stepchild in the truth movement, nobody wants to hear that you have to empower yourself. Nobody wants to hear that you are the problem and you are the solution, and that applies to all of us as individuals. Nobody wants to hear that. They want to blame it on somebody else and let the radio host be the steam valve for them. They don't want to hear the sound of freedom. That's kind of the... I've experienced that a lot. Definitely not with the audience here today. But what I'm saying is, because of that, for 1,500 subscribers on a YouTube channel, that was good for me. Like, wow, 1,500 people. My message resonates with them. Great. And my whole channel deleted because the Mothers Against Violence in Washington State complained about a video I did poking fun and how in Washington they're still continuing the battle for all-out total serfdom by creating universal background checks and other gun control measures. And I was just poking fun, showing them with their own footage at their rally they had in Olympia. The serfs, not only do they not know they're serfs or slaves, but they enjoy it. They want to be slaves even more so. That's the product of our education system, folks. That's the product of what I call the idiot box, the television. That's the product of the American ignorance, decade after decade after decade, being handed down from generation to generation. Now you see the fattest country in the world, doped up, 70 million? And I know that's an old number. Over 70 million Americans, nearly a third of the country on some type of antidepressant. Don't even get into the alcoholics and all the other drugs we do. We've got more debt than the world's ever seen. We still think it's okay to go places where we have no business. John Kerry has the gall to tell Russia you shouldn't involve yourself with other countries' sovereignty. We pay more in taxes than we do for our food, for where we live, for our clothes, and there's no outrage. You see what's happening to that rancher Bundy down there in Nevada? Is there any peep from the corporate media besides the local Nevada news station down there? No. What are they talking about now? What distraction? Oh, Al Sharpton was a government pimp snitch or something. I mean, the majority of our countrymen, folks, I think the most painful lesson is what I'm getting to. The most painful lesson for me, the majority of people are too invested. Their entire lives, especially the younger generations, my age and younger, they know they can't even fathom reality. They haven't lived in it. There's been nothing in their lives that's even given them the chance to try to live in reality. It was an IED blast that rocked my world and smacked me with some reality. That finally had me question myself. What am I doing here? Why did a guy behind me just lose his legs? Why am I tasting blood in my mouth? Why are people shooting at me? And it took a whole year in Afghanistan of handing out aid to people who didn't want it, getting blown up more, going places we didn't even know why or where we were going, being hated by the people we were supposed to be protecting, seeing more of my friends injured, more of my friends hurt, coming home, seeing them kill themselves, seeing a 30-year-old man look like he's 60 because he's so tired and destroyed from these deployments. It took an IED blast for me to get through all of the brainwashing and propaganda and nonsense that's infected my mind. And it's still an everyday struggle, I suppose, just to be calm and collected and just try to realize where I am in history, where all of us are as a part of the United States of America in 2014. What goes up must come down. The U.S. cannot jump off a cliff and fly, contrary to what those good folks in government tell us. You have the power to prepare yourself, or you can continue to waste your time. It's up to you. We've got to take a very quick break. We're going to give away some silver when we come back. Make sure you stay tuned. This is the National Intel Report. My name is Ryan Brooks. We'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally. and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
It's been said before that some things never change, huh, folks? It's been said that history repeats itself. Well, I've got a little something we're going to do here. I'm going to read a quote that I think only backs up that point. History repeats itself. Some things never change. The third caller, caller number three, who can call in and tell me who said this quote, will win themselves a free one-ounce round, the Silver Bullet Silver Shield Warbird. If you have not seen a one-ounce Warbird, I don't know what to tell you. You've been missing out. Beautiful round, uncirculated, still in the case. You call in, you tell me who said this. Caller number three, and we'll get you a one-ounce Warbird, courtesy of SonsOfLibertyAcademy.com. When you are aware, you can prepare. Make sure you check that out, folks. SonsOfLibertyAcademy.com, great resource there. Let's get to our quote of the day. I don't know if you can hear that, but I've got a rooster going on back here.
Excuse me one second. All right, got rid of the rooster in the background. Okay, quote of the day is as follows. All the perplexities, confusions, and distresses in America arise not from defects in their constitution or confederation, not from a want of honor or virtue, so much as from downright ignorance of the nature of coin, credit, and circulation. I know that's a really easy one. I like spreading the concept of real money versus fiat money, so I figure I just want to make sure we can give this to someone. I'm only going to read it once. Don't want to make it too easy. Caller number three, call and tell me who said that, and we'll get you a free one-ounce Warbird. Again, courtesy of the good folks at sonsoflibertyacademy.com. Folks, over 72 hours of free information, sonsoflibertyacademy.com. When you are aware, you can prepare. Speaking of precious metals, foreign policy, kind of all ties together. According to reports from Russian media now, Vladimir Putin appears to have sent the West a golden message in the aftermath of J.P. Morgan unilaterally deciding to block an official Russian wire transfer as the Central Bank of Russia has introduced a new logo, which just happens to be a gold ruble. Officials stated on the new logo, golden badge of the Russian national currency, officially adopted by the Central Bank of Russia, will symbolize a sign of stability and security of the ruble gold reserves of the economy. Gold reserves of the country in Russia there. Strangely enough, folks, there is no mention of this on Bloomberg, CNBC, or Yahoo Finance. Shocking? Probably not. Another piece here from the Washington Post. Since Russian troops first entered the Crimean Peninsula in early March, a series of media polling outlets have asked Americans how they want the U.S. to respond to the ongoing situation. Although two-thirds of Americans have reported following the situation at least, quote, somewhat closely, unquote, most Americans actually know very little about events on the ground or even where the ground is. Through March 28th through the 31st, 2014, the Washington Post asked a national sample of 2,066 Americans what action they wanted the U.S. to take in Ukraine, but with a twist. In addition to measuring standard demographic characteristics and general foreign policy attitudes, the Washington Post also asked their survey respondents to locate Ukraine on a map as part of a larger ongoing project to study foreign policy knowledge. They wanted to see where Americans think Ukraine is and to learn if that knowledge or lack thereof is related to their foreign policy views. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Washington Post found that only 1 out of 6 Americans can find Ukraine on the map and that this lack of knowledge is actually related to preferences. The farther their guesses were from Ukraine's actual location, the more they wanted the United States to intervene with military force. That's right, folks. The less Americans know about Ukraine's location, the more they wanted the United States to intervene. That, again, an article from the Washington Post, and you can actually check out their map they have of the answers that these 2,066 Americans gave as far as where they thought the Ukraine was. And I was a little surprised to see so many Americans pick spots in Alaska. Like, I understand Ukraine, not really the biggest country in the world, but Alaska? Really? Jeez. Another day in the life. Let's go. Dan is telling me we've got a winner here. So let's go to Joel in Wisconsin.
Yes.
Joel, apparently you are the winner here if Dan is telling me correctly. Who said our quote of the day here?
John Adams.
All right. Well, it was a very easy one. Did you have to look it up, Joel, or did you just know that when you heard it? Like, boom, I know that's John Adams.
Yes, I knew that. I was concerned what number caller I would be.
Outstanding. Well, thanks for playing along here. Pretty easy game. What I'll have you do, Joel, is just after I say goodbye to you, Dan will get your information off the air, and we'll get that round sent out to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, and I'd sure like to compliment you. In a way, I hate to say this, but I like you better than Stattmiller.
Oh, don't say that on his show. Don't do that now.
Well,
first and last time.
Too bad. It's already said.
Well, Joel, hey, I appreciate the call, and I'm glad that I'm keeping up to the high standards here that folks are used to in this time slot when John's on the air here. I'm glad that I can keep it going, at least to you. Let me ask you just quickly here, as far as this quote, I mean, I know a caller earlier brought up how he carries a silver dollar around and shows it to people, and they kind of look at him like, wow, what's this, real money? I used to do that a couple of years ago, and I'd flip it at cashiers and stuff, but I stopped
because I just was sick of the utter just like ignorance. People wouldn't even give me a dollar for an ounce of silver. They had no, for the most part, I can only remember one person I ever threw an ounce of silver to that actually knew what it was. What do you think about the quote and just that issue as far as the masses in America still have no, they are, as John Adams would say, downright ignorance when it comes to coin credit and circulation of their of those things. What do you think?
I think that the society today has degenerated so bad that I really don't have any hope for it. It has to go way down further before people can even get their common sense back, if that's possible. I think that it's just taught in from the schools and the churches and the globalists. The globalists are just inundating the masses from every perspective possible, and the masses just think they're smart and just so they can't learn anything because they already think they know it.
Right. They have that know-it-all attitude, absolutely. And I agree with you. I mean, they get us from a very young age. But at the same time, that's why this broadcast, my broadcast, talking with the folks who enjoy it, that's what gives me a little bit of hope at the end of the day. And I know it's not just this audience and the people who enjoy RBN and the Sound of Freedom. There's more and more people out there. But people who are learning the lies, learning how we are manipulated and how we're controlled and how we're tricked into giving our consent to so many things that are just downright wrong. We're learning about these things and we're making the hard choice. We're putting our foot down and saying, no, never again. And we may be a very small percentage of the population right now, but this is, once you've learned this lesson, there's no going back. There's no unlearning. There's no forgetting. You know, I've changed my life and I'm never going back to living the way I used to live as just a mindless consumer. So as hard as that is, that's what ultimately gives me hope there, Joel. I'll tell you, it's just because I know other folks out there like yourself, committing to not being a part of this downfall, this idiocracy, this nonsense. And as much as it pains me to say, I kind of agree with you. We still haven't seen anything yet. So, all right, I'm done jabbing your ear off there, Joel. Thank you for the call. Make sure you stay on the line and give Dan your info there. We'll get you that 1 ounce Warbird shipped in the mail to you tomorrow. And folks, make sure you tune in Sunday morning to the Sound of Freedom at 9 a.m. Eastern. We're going to give away some more silver this coming Sunday. Hopefully we can give away more than 1 ounce. I've got some workings in the behind the scenes, I suppose, here on the show, trying to get some other ways to bring some silver to the show to help try to spread that love around, if you will, try to give some real money to some real people. Now I see Art is calling in. I believe Fred in Iowa as well. Let's get to him with the time we have. Art, you're on the air. How's it going, Art?
Hey, man, how's it going?
It's going good. What do you got for us?
Well, I've got a little story about silver, if we have time for it. But on this issue of, got to respect the sovereignty of these countries. Well, where was the respect for the sovereignty of another country's borders when they were flying drones over Pakistan bombing the hell out of people? I didn't see any respect for Pakistan's border or sovereignty.
And there still isn't, right? There's no respect for the continent of Africa. It's for their own good, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, this was the same thing. My mom used to try to play this game with me. It was called Do As I Say, Not As I Do.
Right.
Didn't work back then, doesn't work today.
Well, great points, Art. And, you know, as easy as it may be for you to see that and for myself and for the listeners, I think that ultimately this is just part of a bigger picture, the painful lesson, what goes around comes around. And we cannot continue, we can't expect to continue things to go on the way they are without some type of repercussions, without some changing in the way that we live our lives, because it is unsustainable, but can't last forever, simply stops. Got to take a very quick break, folks. Art, if you stay with me, we'll finish up with you, and then we'll get to Fred out in Iowa. You're listening to the National Intel Report. I'm your guest host, Ryan Brooks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Welcome back, folks. Last segment of the broadcast here. I got to tell you, I've had a great time. Thank you for getting involved. Thank you for tuning in and making RBN what it is. If you're just tuning in and you're like, who is this guy? My name is Ryan Brooks. Sunday mornings, the Sound of Freedom right here at RBN from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time. We give away free silver. We try to get your mind going. I know it may be early for some folks out there. I'm on the West Coast. I get up extra early. Full of excitement and coffee, fired up, ready to go on Sunday morning. So I hope to see you guys there this coming Sunday. Got a lot of good stuff to get into there. I just checked my inbox over at the Sound of Freedom at hushmail.com, and Lynn just sent me an email. I suppose it looks like Ben Swan is covering this. U.S. government, judges, police departments, city councils asked Google to remove almost 4,000 political articles from search services.
Does that surprise anybody? Sounds kind of like more of the same, huh? And I know I mentioned this earlier in the show, folks, but I can't get over this. Jeb Bush. Why is the corporate media even giving attention to this guy? I just keep seeing it over and over again from the conservative media, the liberal media. Jeb Bush is thinking about running. Oh, isn't that going to be just great? Jeb Bush. Don't worry. He says he'll figure it out by the end of this year, whether he will or not. I suppose the reason why I wanted to tell you about this is because he said to Fox News in an interview airing Sunday, quote, that the state of politics is crazy right now, unquote. And, yeah, the fact that this country is seriously considering Hillary versus or Clinton versus Bush in 2016, I think, shows just how crazy things are right now. And then there's rumors of Willard Mitt Romney coming out of his retirement that could never be long enough to show his strange face, and maybe he's going to run. And then you've got Chris Christie. It's just garbage. Garbage in, garbage out. It's the state of our political affairs, the state of our country. Another day in a life. Censoring, on and on. Police brutality. What can you do, huh? Well, I'll try to get through it. That's what you can do. Let me finish up with our callers here. We'll finish up with Art, and then we'll get to Fred and Larry out in Washington. Art, thanks for sitting tight with me there, my friend. Do you have any last words for the audience? Anything else that you get to? I don't think we have time for a whole silver story, but if you had a couple of points or something like that you wanted to make, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, back when I was traveling the country, I used to carry a couple ounces of silver with me everywhere I went, and I can't tell you how many times I'd walk into a restaurant, order a $10 meal, and at that point in time, silver was about $18 an ounce. And I'd drop an ounce in front of the cashier, and they just simply won't take it. They don't know what real money is. That is really sad. That's really sad. And at one time, I even almost I was threatened with arrest because I tried to offer them real money.
Right, and we look at hyperinflation situations. It's not necessarily because an event happens. The event is when the civilization or the economy that's dependent on this currency that's going hyperinflation mode, when that shift in their mind happens, when they finally realize that this paper really isn't valuable anymore, well, then all the gates just open, the floodgates just open, and people are freaking out, panic mode, because they just realized, oh, this is just paper. And so I think it just kind of goes to show, of course they don't want your real silver. Of course they don't want your real gold. They'll probably call the cops on you for even offering. This is all about Federal Reserve notes, Art. Get with the program. So,
Just wait. The time's coming. Hey, thanks, man.
Hey, thanks for the call, Art. And like you said, what goes around comes around. And I'm not trying to be funny and say, this just total collapse and totally expensive energy power, unaffordable food, starvation, the 47 million Americans who are dependent on the federal government for food, not getting that food. I'm not saying all that's going to be happy, hunky-dory, and funny. No, it's going to be horrendous. It's probably going to be worse in this country than what we're going to see anywhere else in the world. Because, again, we're the most medicated, the most violent, the most arrogant, the most narcissistic. We have a system that's literally just in time, 7 days of fuel in the system. We have, a month, if that, of SSRI antidepressants in the system. We only have a couple of weeks worth of food in the system. So when it turns off, when it stops, when it takes a break, comes to a screeching halt, that's when we're going to see. That's when all of the actions that I hope you out there listening are taking are going to come into play. Because another article that I won't have time to get to, it's over at theorganicprepper.ca. It's about the psychology of preparedness, and it covers how in disaster after disaster after disaster, when the disaster happens, people freeze. They get deer in the headlights. They can't fathom that this disaster is happening, and they spend precious time frozen, panicking, not doing anything. At the end of the day, I just hope that when things really do go south, there is no RBN, there is no internet to log on to. The only information you're going to be able to get is from government sources. If it comes to that, I sure hope those folks out there who listen to this type of information have the ability to critically think, have made the necessary preparations, and can just take a deep breath and say, okay, here we go. And not waste that precious time freaking out, panicking, or even worse, being caught totally off guard and caught by surprise when all of our dependencies are exposed. So just some thoughts I want to throw at you there. Fred in Iowa, thanks for holding. What do you got for us?
Yeah, Ryan, great show. You're doing a great job. If people only knew the total onslaught of evil that's hitting us from every direction, this total onslaught, if people realize and know. Renee, she's a good caller and very articulate, and she probably understands this total onslaught against Americans and the people. And I'm an old guy, but I'm online, you know, quite a bit, and you can watch online. And, Christians are really being, you know, the total onslaught is against them. They're so misled, brainwashed, propagandized, lied to. Now, they've rewritten the Bible, and, you know, if you want to know what the problem is, go home and look in the mirror, you know, especially Christians. We've got to be awakened to this onslaught, this total onslaught. And you can find that out all over, even online. Okay,
well, Fred, I thank you for your call. I got to stop you right there, though, just because I'm looking at the clock and I'm pretty much out of time. I want to squeeze Larry in at the end of the show here, but thank you for your call. I think it's pretty obvious. I think the listeners are going to agree with you there. Yes, we're up against something fierce. It's extremely ugly, evil, psychopathic, whatever you want to call it. But at the end of the day, we are the ones who partake in it, who press these views that have been programmed into us on others. We think that, you know, since we're the greatest nation in the world, we can force our will on others. And we look at that as classes in this country, race in this country, religion in this country, sex, any way they can divide us, they're doing it. Is it any wonder that Obama's out there now playing the feminist card? I mean, and I'm going to close Guantanamo. I mean, just whatever. But the feminist thing, again, just divide, 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 divide. That's all they want to do. And we keep falling for it. We have to identify steps to not partake in them. Render their propaganda and their brainwashing, their nonsense, their poison food and medicine ineffective. Render it useless by not participating in it, not using it, and not depending on it. Larry in Washington, we're ending the show with a couple of folks from the Evergreen State here. Thank you for holding, Larry. What do you got for us?
Nice hearing your fellow Washingtonian. okay, you were talking about the money. Back in the 80s, here in Washington, there used to be a state senator, Metcalf, and then he went into a House, federal House congressman.
Okay.
And we went through the whole money issue, and I still have some of the greenbacks that says this note is illegal tender and is redeemable in lawful money. And I try to present this to people, and they have no concept of what the hell am I talking about, lawful money. Who cares? It all spends the same.
Yeah.
And I have a question, if I could ask you.
Sure.
What do you think caused the damage in the Pentagon?
Well, that's quite a question there, Larry, for the end of the show, but I'll try to do what I can here. I appreciate the call. I'm looking at the clock. That's all we're going to have for you. But thank you for the call. As far as with the damage at the Pentagon, I mean, hey, your guess is as good as mine. I know there's very convincing evidence to show that could have been a missile, not a plane. At this point, I don't know. But what I do know is that whatever the government tells me, I'm going to probably pick the other option. I'm not going to believe them. They lie, lie, lie. If they tell me to look up, I'm going to look down. So if they tell me a plane hit it, I'm going to probably think a plane didn't hit it. But as far as asking what it was, I don't know. I think at the end of the day, all I can hope for is to get more Americans to realize that 9/11, the biggest false flag of our time, we were lied to epically, we fell for it, and we've got blood on our hands that's coming our way for the crimes that we have committed. But with all that being said, folks, don't let them get you down. Love is the only truth. Everything else is illusion. It's going to get worse before it gets better, but you have the power to prepare, to empower yourself, and to stand as a shining example for goodness. Someone who loves liberty, who understands the concept of being an individual, and who could be a good role model for others to look up to, if that makes any sense to you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I had a great time, and I'll catch you on Sunday. Bye-bye.
With financial